from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I hope they play this during the Olympics.
Please. While he's running out with that damn torch.
Yeah, just come back from break, you know?
If you have not seen the picture of my man, of our guy Snoop Dogg with that thing, that with the Olympic torch in his hand.
Yeah.
Dressed to the nines in his Olympic gear.
He's Olympic ready.
I love it, dog.
He looks like an Olympian.
No way I would ever.
On behalf of the nation.
Yes.
On behalf of the entire nation.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop D-O-double-G. Calvin Brodus there with the Olympic torch in France.
Yes.
Representing the United States of America. God, it's a beautiful thing. I love it so much.
I love it.
If you would have seen that picture, just the picture of him with the torch and the Olympic gear and all that stuff, I don't know what's in the background, maybe the Eiffel Tower or something like that, 20 years ago, and somebody said, what's happening here? What do you think your explanation would have been?
I don't know. I mean...
I think I would have thought music video.
Maybe.
I'd have been like, all right, maybe they made like a song about the Olympics.
Or is he like... is the Grammys in Paris?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I definitely wouldn't have thought, oh, yeah, torchbearer.
Yeah, man.
Torchbearer at the Olympics.
So great.
Phenomenal. All right, 12 o'clock hour straight ahead. Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody's Friday is off to a good start. Now, me and Randy are broadcasting live from the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch, Falcons headquarters. So we're drinking water.
Yes.
Staying hydrated. Apparently, some members of the Falcons team maybe should have done a little bit more pre-practice hydrating.
Maybe.
We'll get there. We talked about Drake London in just a minute. But if you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into a couple of different college football news and notes in about 20 minutes. I know Dan Lanning spoke at Big Ten Media Day yesterday. Still just sounds weird, but it's true. Oregon is in the Big Ten, and Dan Lanning spoke yesterday. So we'll get to some of that stuff. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy at 12:40, a few minutes away from an NFL.
Yeah, real quick, Charles Barkley's statement on the on TNT. Clearly, NBA has wanted to break up with us from the beginning. That's true. I'm not sure TNT ever had a chance. TNT matched the money, but the league knows Amazon and all these tech companies are the only ones willing to pay for the rights when they double in the future. The NBA did not want to piss them off.
Yep. He's smart.
Thank you to people 24 years of Turner, best fans of sports, and we're going to give you everything we have next season. Charles Barkley.
Yeah, so it'll be a bittersweet but probably special final year of that show. He's right about that, 100%. I mean, Warner Brothers matched, but the direction of the league probably I don't know, we'll see. It's all a new landscape, so we'll see how it shakes out, but probably for the right is to go with the company that has more subscriptions and is growing. Mm-hmm. and not the company who's massively in debt, which unfortunately is what Warner Brothers Discovery is. So going with Amazon is probably the smart business play.
Right.
Plus, like he said, down the road, they're just going to have more money to spend on more broadcast rights. You don't want to make them mad as a partner. I don't think it's great for the fan.
No.
I think it's harder for the fan to find the product.
Right.
Now, just like when we talk about NFL games, it's like, you got to have 7 different streaming platforms to watch the NBA now, too, just like you do with all the other leagues.
Question. All right, because we want to get to the NFL model. Are we more upset about losing the actual games itself or losing the TNT crew?
Yeah, the TNT crew.
Okay.
Because the game, you don't lose the games.
Yes,
you,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You can still watch
the games. Yeah, you can still watch the games. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that we're talking Bs, billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
No, I know why they did it.
Yeah.
Now,
I love me some Kenny. Now, if I'm sitting in the NBA seat, and I love me some damn Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie and them, but we're talking Bills.
I know we are. Yeah. I know we are. Yeah. I know we are. But I just, you know.
It sucks.
It does. And, it, again, like, that, I don't get any of it. This is like we talked about Kirk Cousins yesterday. It's like, I'm happy he gets all that money, but it's not really my concern. I want him to play well. It's a better product. Like, inside the NBA is the best product that I would say, honestly, in national sports media that we have in this country, it is the best product. And the league is saying, we don't care about that. We care about all the money we're going to get from the other guys, which, from a business standpoint, is probably what they should care about. But I'm not getting any of that. Maybe someday I'll be an Amazon CEO and I'll get a little slice of the pie. I'm from Seattle. You know,
right?
I used to drive by the Amazon headquarters back when it was just a book company back in the day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
When it's just a what?
When it was just a book. You could just order books on Amazon. That's what it was.
That's
you just
right.
bought books. Now you buy everything. I wish, man. I was driving by. We drove by it all the time. It was right by the golf course we played at in high school. If I would have just known, just invest a little money in that thing. And someday it's going to rule the world.
You know how many people...
Everyone.
How many people think?
Luckily
like
for
you?
Me, I didn't invest my money in anything, so I don't have any regrets. I invested my money in a couple bars on Capitol Hill and some bad technology decisions, like a big screen TV. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Those things don't really appreciate. You know what I mean?
We're going no huddle
with the midday show. No huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now. Let's go.
All right, NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. We're sort of having some fun with it because it's not a big story anymore. Drake London had to leave practice. Drake London had to leave practice because he got hot.
Yeah.
Got a little overheated.
Yeah.
They got smart water coming out of their ears.
Yeah, man. I mean,
get the man some smart water.
I mean, so we say they overheated, and it happens. So I don't want to say it does. It doesn't matter. It happens.
It's also better than
it is
of the alternatives.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, go ahead and get you the, because that was the one thing. Drink up or get the needle. That was always, I think it was in Miami, and that was always.
What was in the needle?
The IVs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, drink
got
up
it.
Or get the needle. So yeah, so hopefully he's in there getting the needle and getting some fluids in him, and you know, we're gonna be bounced back and everything now.
Just think cool thoughts, man.
Yeah, man.
Think cool thoughts next time. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. This is from our conversation with him yesterday, head coach of the Falcons. First season back with the Falcons. Talking about the plan for Kirk Cousins.
So the most important part for Kirk is, like you just mentioned, Pittsburgh week one. And what he's doing right now is simply just about everything. Right? The things you want to hold him back is the preparation and the readiness. Right? So when we talk about individual drill, you'll see some individual drill and doing the things that he needs to do with him. Right? So you may see separate individual drills. And then once you start routes on air, you can get those guys all together. It's the ability for to get all his team reps. And that's the plan for him right now, getting him ready for those things. And into it, we can make some decisions even further moving forward where we need to go from there. But you don't want him to have setbacks. You don't want him to have, like, in order to get a nice smooth flow for him to get going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't.
All that to say, he's not going to play in the preseason.
Yes, which he didn't. Rod didn't say, but we found out because Kirk told us.
Yeah, thought we were going to break that one.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Kirk's like the Schefter of Flowery Branch.
He's a Schefter.
He's breaking more stories than Smoking Joe.
Dude, he just beat Joe to the punch.
Yeah, now Joe's got another enemy.
Yeah, but when we talk about, you know, and I'm not saying this is what Kirk did, but, you know, athletes like to control their own narrative. But I'm not saying that's what Kirk did in this particular point, particular thing. But it was funny as hell that he did it and everything. But I think the biggest process you want him to do, you don't want any setbacks, obviously. But I think the biggest thing is that you want to keep him as sharp as you possibly can, even if whatever that is. Because he even said it. You know, kind of about, you know, going down to Miami. Talking about Kirk Cousins when they had the scrimmages, practice or whatever. He don't know how much he's going to do there either. You know, he don't know if he's going to be any live drills because you want people around his legs and everything like that. So I don't know how much he's going to do. I'm pretty sure he's going to do certain drills down there, like 7-on-7. We do some inside run because it's basically the focus is running backs and stuff. But I don't know how much team he's going to do.
I will tell you what I saw him do today, which looked like what everyone else was doing, right? He wasn't limited in terms of what everyone else is, full speed and all that kind of stuff, playing quarterback in the sessions that they had. Him and Penix were kind of going back and forth. Saw him make a couple. I mean, obviously, he's Kirk Cousins. He's going to make nice throws. But he made one really nice deep throw to Ray McLeod for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I took from that more than the Kirk Cousins part of it was how damn fast Ray McCloud is. Yes. That guy just burned past the secondary, and the ball was right there, perfectly thrown. So I don't know, maybe it was about a 40-yard pass or something like that that resulted in a touchdown in one of the drills that they were doing. And then it was just a lot more of a smoother of an operation. From spot to spot, they got there more quickly. From play to play, the ball very rarely hit the ground. There was one pass I saw dropped by one of the tight ends, but that happens. I mean, it is what it is. And then that was from a Penix pass. But from what I saw from Cousins, it was all passes that were on the money. A couple touchdown throws. Didn't look like anything was wrong. Anything was hindering him. And it was cool to see, man. It was the first time I'd seen Kirk Cousins out there in a Falcons uniform throwing the ball around. So it was good to see.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's
not the biggest guy in the world.
No, he's not. He's not a big guy. He's not the biggest guy. He's about 6'2", maybe.
Yeah.
6'2", about 2'10", or something like that.
And that, you know, you're out there standing next to offensive line. Yeah, you're not going to look so
big. But the other thing about Kirk, be padded up, boy. Kirk wears all the quarterback pads. Kirk got
long pants on.
Yeah, Kirk. Oh, yeah, man.
Long black pants on.
Kirk wears it. Yeah, he wears the back protector with the rib protector with another protector. Like, Kirk ain't getting hurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you watch that quarterback show, you see why.
Yeah, no.
He was getting cracked in the ribs every single play.
He wear the biggest pads, man. But I mean, hey, he's the kid. He's the player that wore the hip pads. Like, that was the one thing everybody hated to wear, hip and butt pads. I hated to wear them.
What's so bad? They just kind of restricted.
They're restricting. They look ugly as hell.
they didn't look bad.
We couldn't wait to get out of them damn hip pads. Hip pads and butt pads.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Here's Jerry Jones talking about what it means to be all in.
Lord help us.
Sometimes being all in means you narrow. You remove the months out here that are in the future. And you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season. And that's it for everybody. We're all in. We're all in. It's all right there. We all got some things out here in the future, another 2 or 3 years on contracts, all that stuff. Let's all get in here. Zero right now in this. Dax got his year contract. Let's focus right here. We all got a lot on the line for that playoff game. A lot of it.
Just an old man losing it.
He's not losing
it.
Because I know exactly what he's talking about. What Jerry's talking about. Jerry is saying this. If we don't do this, and then you going back to Dak after that. Dak said he wants to be here, but Dak said in some of his favorite quarterbacks, they didn't play for the same team. I don't think Dak's coming back. If they don't win Super Bowl, Dak's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that.
No, that's what when he says there's a lot on the line. Yes. That's true.
Mike McCarthy is gone.
Absolutely.
The only of the three guys that are looping around, I'm talking about the big three as far as pay. Only person I think that's going to be is Micah Parsons. I just don't think. To me, that sounds like Jerry is like, shut up and earn the contract.
He just looks so crazy.
He does, man.
His eyes are all
Jerry,
that old man, eye gloss.
Jerry, this ain't, you know what I mean? This ain't bothering Jerry.
You can't really see that far anymore.
This ain't bothering Jerry.
Jerry has CeeDee limited Lamb, time.
CeeDee Lamb ain't the first on this Cowboy earth. To hold out.
Yeah, but you know
Jerry's
what?
Like, all right. Well.
Jerry had 20 years back then.
Yeah, but the only good thing about CeeDee is because he's on,
who knows what he's got,
he's on
now.
His rookie deal, they can give him his money back for the fines and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jerry, that's what Jerry's saying.
Jerry's telling everyone to treat their situation like he's treating his.
I'm about to die.
Which is, I might die tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right? I might go to sleep. And never wake up.
Do you see these olive spots on my face, in my hands?
Every day I wake up, there's a new liver spot.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I don't know what this thing is.
What the hell I call them, olive?
You call it olive spots. That's what color they tend to be. I bumped my arm in the shower 2 weeks ago, and the bruise just keeps getting bigger. I don't know what's wrong. I'm going to die, people.
Well, y'all, please. But, yeah, Jerry is like, Jerry telling them.
Somebody give me some stem cell milkshake.
They better get they blank together. All right? Because, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's exactly what it is. We don't have a lot of time here, guys. You got to be all in. I'm all in. Do you see this? You see how all in I am?
Yeah,
you're on the team, dude.
Sure.
You're on the team. Like, of course you're
but
all
But that's
in.
What this is.
All right.
I don't see them dudes all being together.
No, for sure not all of them, because you can't afford to have all of them together, but maybe very few of them if they don't win this year. All right, we'll come back. Talk a little college football. Bad news out of Athens for sure. Big Ten Media Days continue on. We'll let you hear the coach of Oregon, Dan Lanning, at Big Ten Media Days, because they're in that conference now. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Fitting that our coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite because Robert Jackson tweets us from the golf course, hitting the links today, nice. Having a cold one, with a Miller Lite in his hand.
Nice.
Look at that.
Nice.
Look at that. That's just that's cross promotion right there. Everybody's doing it. Did you know, because they make light beer, obviously, right? You're familiar with one specific variety.
Yes.
What else do they make a light version of?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so there's Miller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Miller Lite. There's
right.
Bush. There's Bush Lite.
Okay.
Is there anything in life where there's like the regular version of it?
Oh.
It's like Mike Johnson and then Squidbilly. It's like there's Mike and then there's, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, can you think of any other product that you've encountered in your life? Because it's not really diet, right? Like there's Coke and there's Diet Coke.
Right, right.
But like where they call it light.
Wow.
Because I have a really weird example.
Boxing?
Light heavyweight. Okay, but that was good. That was off the top, because you didn't know I was going to ask you this. You're coming up with stuff all the time.
Band-Aids?
The reason I ask is because I stopped at the gas station yesterday because I had forgotten to put on my speed stick.
Okay.
Picked up a speed stick at the gas station. Same type I always get, regular. You see that right there?
Huh.
What's that mean? Why is it regular light?
Maybe all of them say that. Maybe all of them say that.
No, I've never seen it before.
It says speed stick regular light.
Regular light.
So does it not?
Is it the junior version? Is it only gonna?
I think maybe it only got like a 6 hour hold.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I haven't tried it yet, so we'll see.
I don't know.
I put it on about 10, so at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. If I start smelling bad, we'll know why.
Yeah, these
it says 24 hour odor protection.
How did you feel after 24 hours?
Well, I just put it on 2-3 hours ago.
Okay, so we'll see. Okay. We'll see.
I'll check back.
Yeah, we'll
I'll
see.
Let you know.
We'll see. Let me know if
I just never heard a speed stick light before.
Let me know before you get on the plane.
Yeah, because the person next to me is going to be furious if this thing doesn't work right.
Exactly.
It smells like you put on the light deodorant.
Our Amazon things came in last night.
There's an asterisk. It says same great fragrance at a slightly lower dosage. So it is less.
Ooh.
So this isn't going to last.
You might want to put another lateral.
Good thing I'm sitting next to my wife. Yeah, I'll just reapply.
Yeah, reapply.
I'll just reapply before the plane. Good thinking.
Reapply. But yeah, our pocket fans came in today.
Yeah, they did.
And maybe because I got a longer torso than you. Maybe because that's it, Andy. Because I put it on last night. I was in the house. My wife's like, "Show me." And they said, "How is it work? Is the fan working? The ones you clip on the belt?" And I was like, "Well, my belly button's cool." So, and I think it's just because my torso is longer. That how you doing?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I clipped it on the belt. Right now, I'm standing up, letting it shoot the air up the shirt.
Okay,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look again. I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna like save me from. Drake London did today.
See, there you go.
But like, it's nice. It's like a nice little.
Yeah.
It's a. I feel the little breeze. It's kind of funny. It's just right there. It's just right there on your stomach.
There you go.
All right. Appreciate you doing that,
man.
Though.
That's just belly button's cool.
Good looking out for the squad, right there.
Always
keeping everybody cool.
It looks like an old school pager, don't it?
It's a very big pager.
Yeah, it looks like a
very
pager.
Bulky pager. But I haven't had a long time.
A long time.
My mom had one for work, and then got a new one. So she had the old one in like our junk drawer, and I wore it to school one time because I wanted to look cool.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, "Why are you wearing a pager to school? You want to look like a drug dealer?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go.
That's exactly what I had.
I had a pager. I had a pager.
Yeah? At what age?
16, my mother bought me a pager. And she's the only one that paged me.
Just to, in case she needed you?
I guess.
Like, what's the 911? Is that the code?
Yeah. But
call
me now. The thing about it was so cool when you had the pager was that you made sure that you click, because you make sure you got to hold it all the way up.
Like that.
And look so everybody can see that.
I got paged.
Look at that. No damn mama.
Anybody have a phone? Because what if you're somewhere where there's no phone?
Knowing damn well, it's your damn mama paging.
Anybody got a quarter? I need to make a payphone call.
Knowing damn well, it's your that's paging your ass.
That's great.
I don't have to tell mama, hey, mama, could you page me today?
Yeah, page me right around one, be around a couple girls.
Yeah, page me today.
I'm going to try to flex.
Exactly how I'll be.
All right, we'll get to Sports Jeopardy in about 15 minutes. Back into the big story of the day. At one, Joe Patrick is going to stop by at 1:20. He's out from it up. Right now, talking to, I know Kyle Pitts was available today. We had Kyle Pitts on the show, by the way. If you missed that conversation, check it out. They'll get a chance to talk to Raheem Morris and various other players throughout the day. So Joe will have a full report coming up at 1:20, given what he's seen today at practice. Let's get into a couple of different college football topics. First, the big not good news out of Athens. Ra-Ra Thomas arrested, multiple counts, one of them involving assault of a child.
Yeah.
So
he got to go.
He's got to get kicked off the
football. Yeah, yeah. He can no longer be on the football team.
He can't be on the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, he has to go, and it sucks.
Because he had gotten in trouble before the season last year. And then it got dropped, and then it kind of got dropped.
Exactly.
Like, no one really talked about
exactly.
it. Yeah.
But, no, he has to go. He has to go, and it's one of those sit things, Bunk, where you got to start making examples of people.
Yep.
And I am. And I have a group chat with Ben Watson and our other brother that played with us, Robert Brandon. We have a group text, and every time if I see it coming in on the group text, it's usually somebody that does something stupid.
Yeah.
And you see it, I saw it, I was like, look at this, you know what? And talk to some people that I know, and all I didn't ask what they thought Kirby was going to do. I said he got to go, mm-hmm. and all of them agreed.
And that's been consensus.
Yes, big consensus. He's got to go. And it sucks. It's unfortunate, but you can't be on my football team anymore. And I'm not saying you throwing him off the team is going to carve all these other stupid things that these dudes are doing. But you got to make an example.
Yeah, like at some point, you got to come down. And I know at SEC media days, like happened behind.
There's no fine.
There's no fine.
No fine.
Now there's going to be legal fine.
Yes.
For that.
No. The collective people with the fines and stuff. He got to go.
Yeah. No. This is beyond that kind of stuff. So yeah, just a crappy story.
Yeah.
You hate to see anything like that, no matter what the football program is. But, that feels like one where you have to come down very hard and get him off the team. Big Ten media days continue on this week. The teams that are or have been in the Big Ten have spoken. You heard Ryan Day earlier. You heard James Franklin. You heard, I know Sharon Moore was speaking. He's the new head coach. There's a lot of new coaches. Well, if you include new teams. A lot of new coaches in the Big Ten this year. Indiana's got a new coach.
Washington. Still makes me mad, dog.
He loves him, man.
I know. That's fine. I love people.
He loves him.
I don't cry about nobody.
He's not on TV.
Harbaugh, I love you.
And the funniest thing was, like, it's not like Harbaugh was sick or, like, anything. He just was suspended because you guys got caught cheating.
Yeah. Oh, sobbing. Oh,
like, they didn't let him be on the sideline because you guys got caught cheating, stealing signs. Like, so he got suspended. He was suspended at the beginning of the year for a couple of weeks because of a recruiting thing. And then he was suspended at the end of the year for a couple of weeks for the sign stealing.
Yeah,
and they still won the national championship.
Ugly cry face ass boy.
That's great. Keep piling it on. That's great. I'm going to be surrounded by Michigan fans tonight.
Oh, man.
Tonight. We'll be in Ann Arbor tonight.
Yo, but that's
I'm going to make fun of Sharon Moore's crying ass tonight in Ann Arbor.
Oh,
Randy.
You know what?
Thank you.
That just hit me.
And then they're going to say, we beat you in the national championship.
Hey, dog.
And I'm going to say, yeah.
Is that why you got a blazer shirt on? That's your UW shirt?
No. I don't know. There's three UW shirts in my bag.
Okay, all right.
Well, but the thing we're going to tonight is like a cocktail kind of probably got to put a collar on sort of situation.
You got a Washington collar shirt?
I do.
Yeah.
Multiple Washington collar shirts.
Why don't you wear one?
They're in the bag, Randy.
Oh, okay. All right.
In the bag.
I'm about to say. You going to wear it?
Yeah,
tonight?
Probably.
Tonight?
Yeah, probably tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't have a UW tie. I was going to buy a UW tie and wear it, but then Ashley's got this really nice, like, light pink floral dress, and you know how they want to match with us. But it's colors wise, you know, just trying to color coordinate with my wife.
So you have flowers?
No, but.
Okay.
But the color of my tie matches.
You know that I'm always
light
up.
Pink.
You know I'm always up when you about how you know you love on your woman constantly. Like I love on them, grab a booty, all that stuff. I got caught slipping this morning, Bunk. So she comes in, she goes to get breakfast for everybody, and I come back and there's flowers on the thing. I was like, oh, that's okay. Nice. And she said, yeah, because you didn't buy them. I was like, whoa, cowgirl.
Whoa, cowgirl. That went from 0 to 60 very quickly.
That's what I said. Whoa, cowgirl. What you talking about? I always get you flowers on Mother's Day and everything like that. She said, but you just don't get me random flowers. I'm like, damn. I'm slipping because she got me.
Who got them?
Huh? No, she went and got them. She went to the grocery store and got the flowers and everything. Okay. And because she liked flowers. I hate the smell of flowers, but she loves the smell of flowers. And, dog, she got me with that one, too. Well, you only buy them for me on Valentine's and my birthday. I was like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So
yeah, I got to start buying a random flower. I got
to
start buying damn flowers, Andy.
Yeah, it's a nice one, though. You show up with a random bouquet. There's always a little hint of why. Like, what'd you do?
Yeah.
What are you making up for that I don't know
and
about?
And that's what I usually think. Equate that to, I'd have messed up or something. But I don't mess up no more. I'm pretty chill.
Yeah, straight you know and narrow. You're doing
good.
She
got me with that.
I'm lucky right now because all the flowers we have in our garden have grown. Yep. And so now they get her and Lily go out there and clip them. And we have our own little bouquets.
Yeah,
a little wildflower bouquet.
You think I need to plant some flowers?
Sure.
Why not?
We got a sunflower bed out there right now. They're like about 5 feet high. It's great. They look great. Yeah, we're doing good. All that rain. The last month has been very helpful. All right, let's hear from Dan Lanning. You know, Kirby Smart made fun of him for how much NIL money they have at Oregon. Here's Dan Lanning responding.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that, you know, guys like Kirby have been signing the number one class in the nation without, you know, any NIL money this entire time. So impressive. No. Hey, obviously, you know, Coach Smart took a little shot at us. I don't think it's a secret. If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better have great support. We have that.
Yeah.
That's the right way to respond.
Yeah.
Because they're spending money, too. It is
exactly.
Cool. It is cool, all, like, hatred aside, to have, like, legitimate camaraderie but also rivalry between great programs all across the country now. Like, a Georgia-Oregon tie is pretty cool. Like, it's cool that there's shots thrown. And they want to beat each other, obviously. They're friends, but they want to beat each other for the ultimate prize. But that's not something that has really occurred before. Like, Oregon hasn't come down into the South and gotten coaches before.
Yeah.
So having a guy up there like that, and same thing with Alabama. Alabama goes up to Washington and gets Kalen DeBoer from Washington. So it's interesting how coast-to-coast some of this stuff is right now, where it's been very regional before. And I know guys of Alabama went and got Mike Price from Washington State all those years ago.
Oh, my God.
Probably wish they wouldn't have never actually coached a football game.
Oh, my God.
But it's kind of fun having all these young coaches take jabs at each
other. I think that's the biggest thing. They're all around the same ages and everything
exactly.
Like that.
And they're buddies.
Lane Kiffin and Kirby are best buds, and so we know how to Dan Lanning guard and everything like that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. Get these old ass farts out of here and let these two young dudes take jabs at each other.
Yeah, it's pretty much
last
what
time.
It is.
You might want to tone that down though, because last time you
didn't go good.
You didn't go well. Didn't score a point.
Did he? 49-3, I think is what it was.
They scored.
But they got a field goal, didn't they?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it 49-3?
I can't remember.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? 46 points is a lot. God, that was a fun one. That was great. I guess they didn't cover the, what was it, 17? 14? They didn't cover the 17, Marcus. Tough break. All right. Still one of the great moments. That's like 2-year anniversary of that. The great moments.
It is about that time.
So good. All right. We'll come back. We'll play Sports Jeopardy here on Happy Hour Friday. Before we do that, though, callers number 5 and number 6, 404-726-0929. We're sending you to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Wednesday, July 31st, to see Club America take on Chelsea. Callers number 5 and caller number 6 are going to the game, courtesy of Andy and Randy. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Love it.
Good theme on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you live from Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Practice in the books. Got a chance to get out there today and watch a little bit of it. They were actually throwing the football and catching it today. So a little bit different from yesterday where they're kind of just doing a walkthrough. And I know Smokin' Joe Patrick was out there all day and got a chance to, or probably is having a chance to talk to a lot of the players and coaches. He'll join us at 1:20, and we'll get the lowdown from him on everything that he saw. We'll get back into the big story of the day about 20 minutes from right now, and we will play Sports Jeopardy in just a couple of minutes as well.
Karen, shout out to Karen in Fayetteville and Justin in Auburn. our contest winners.
Oh, nice.
And everything.
Yeah, so, congrats, guys.
So congratulations to you all. I was going to say something about Kyle, because we should have asked Kyle Pitts about Kirk. It was like a question like, so are you playing in preseason?
Oh.
Yeah.
God. Dang it.
Yeah, we should have done
that. Sometimes we think of the best questions after they're already gone.
Hey, it's Kirk. Hey, so you playing?
Yeah, Kirk. I mean, because Kirk's just going to tell us.
Kirk's going to tell us eventually.
That could be our new in with any of these guys. Like, look, I know you're not supposed to tell me the answer.
Kirk does.
But Kirk's just going to tell me when I ask him. So just tell me from your own mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're supposed to give me the C, play it close to the vest, blah, blah, blah. Kirk's just going to tell us.
He's going to tell us anyway.
He doesn't play it close to the vest.
One thing. Who the hell, and I said this when we were talking about the receiver show, and I was talking about the damn Raiders and their 7-9 lighting a cigar in the locker room ass. Did you see that puppet that they had?
Oh,
who the hell do y'all think y'all are?
It's almost as if they just want the ass kicking to be worse.
Like, y'all want this man to kick y'all ass. This man is 10 and whatever gets shown.
Yeah, and has gone off.
Like, just beats the hell out of y'all.
And he's been, I mean, so if the Raiders yesterday at their training camp had like a Kermit the Frog with a Patrick Mahomes jersey on and hair and all that stuff, and they were doing Mahomes impression.
Hell.
It's funny.
It's funny.
And that man sounds like Kermit the Frog.
It's funny. But
they got a plan.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
Dude, he's going to throw for 9 touchdowns.
Y'all up here doing this crap. I think y'all are.
Who do you think you're messing with?
Oh, my
thing.
God.
Like, it's one thing to who do you think you are. Who do you think he is?
I don't know,
He's a Terminator. He's going to destroy you.
And it's crazy. And that's why we talk about – people talk about to me about – because I was in the division with the Raiders. Like, were you ever scared to go to Oakland? No.
No,
they were awful. And why am I stocked in Spike Shoulder Man? You know the Raider fans you're supposed to be scared of? Them big tall Mexican dudes.
Yeah.
They're just in the parking lot. Don't go in the game, just sitting out there.
Yeah.
Wait.
Those are the guys.
Those are the Raider fans you're worried about. You don't worry about Dave and sales. I come back with his damn face painted. You know, with his face painted in a damn football uniform. Don't worry about him.
Anybody with that much time to spend on makeup.
Until to a game.
You're probably not a friend.
No, man. You worry about Jorge and them out there, all right? Because Jorge and them, man, no lie, they sit when you're coming out of the stadium, right, where the buses are, where our buses are. That's where Jorge and them at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sitting there with their Raiders on zone looking.
Just waiting for somebody to say something.
Yeah,
no, the 49ers have some Jorge's, too.
Yeah, they waiting. They wait for it to pop off.
You go to a Niners game, a Raiders game.
I don't know, man.
What other teams have fans like that? Probably none.
Yeah.
They just wait. If you walk by with an opposing team jersey, whatever, they'll say something.
Yeah.
You don't say anything back.
Nope.
You say something dumb, then you get stomped out in the parking lot
by
a bunch of Nike Cortezes.
Them are. Yeah, no. Them the Oakland Raider fans. Them the Raider fans you worry about. You don't worry about them. You don't worry about them dudes. Waiting on them.
Yeah.
Just a simple damn Raiders shirt or jersey on. Sitting there waiting for something to pop off. Because they gonna get you.
Yeah.
They're the ones you worry about, okay?
They don't have anything to lose.
Nothing. Don't mess with them. Jorge and George.
Yeah. But you're in the stadium,
George,
so you don't have to worry about those guys.
I'm talking about they be waiting outside
all the way,
offense.
We
about to go. They be waiting outside offense, like sitting there. Hey, Holmes. Hey, wait for something to pop off.
I think we're right at the line. We're probably good. Hey, shout out to Tim. He's drinking a Busch Light at Chateaug Shores Golf Course up in North Carolina. Looks very nice. You can see the lake in the background. Looks like a good day. If you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Friday.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy.
Randy. I think I'm kidding. Maybe wait, dog.
Tube socks on.
Yeah, man.
And Dickie's shorts.
All right, gentlemen, we have a bunch of Abe questions, then we have a bunch of me questions. Let's see if y'all can figure out.
We'll be able to tell the difference.
See if y'all can figure out the line of delineation here. Last year, the Ravens lost their NFL record preseason win streak when which NFC opponent took them out?
Randy.
Randy and Michael.
Falcons?
Incorrect.
Oh, yeah,
that would have been.
It seemed like the right
thing. Because I don't know. That would have been really funny if that's who it was. Yeah. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Also incorrect. That would be the Washington Commanders.
Oh, they played the last game. That's right.
Within 3 years, what was
that? That sounds like an Abe question, by the way, because Abe really cared about that Ravens preseason
win
streak.
Hey, man, it's win streak. Within 3 years, what was the NFL's first Hall of Fame game played?
Andy
Bunker.
1971.
That is incorrect.
You said the first Hall of Fame game?
The first Hall of Fame game.
I'm going to say 85.
Also incorrect. The correct answer was 1962, so 1959 and 1965 would have been acceptable.
I didn't know they played it.
We were way off.
I didn't know they played it.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
In 2004, when the U.S. men's team did not win the gold medal in basketball, which country did?
Andy
Bunker.
Argentina.
Yep.
That is correct. Andy is on the board and up 1-0. Besides Athens, Paris, London, Berlin, Rome, Munich, Moscow, or Barcelona, do you need me to name those again? Besides all those cities, name one of the other four European cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics.
Damn.
Andy Bunker.
Lillehammer.
That is incorrect.
What? Okay. Oh, summer. He said summer.
You said
Dang
summer,
it.
Right?
Dang
yes,
it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, give me that one more time, Bo.
All right, so it's not. So Athens, Paris, London, Berlin, Rome, Munich, Moscow, Barcelona. There's four other European cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics.
Oh, European cities. That has hosted it?
Yes.
You said Athens, right?
Yes, Athens is one.
Okay,
that said, was,
okay. Okay. I don't know. Amsterdam.
Yeah, this is tough. Yeah. No, you're correct.
I think it's been what it's been.
Really?
Be quiet, DeJounte. Yeah, Amsterdam is one of them. Antwerp, Helsinki, and Stockholm are the other
ones. Murray. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, DeJounte wanted to step in there.
That's definitely an Abe question.
Nicely done. What are the other three?
Antwerp, Helsinki, and Stockholm.
Stockholm. Yeah.
All right, we're tied up 1-1. Ronald Acuna Jr. has 196 career stolen bases. One active Braves player has more.
Andy
Bunker.
Whit Merrifield.
That is correct, sir.
Who the hell is that?
He's the new guy.
He stole a base last night and then got thrown out at third.
Oh. That's a Bo question right there.
That one was still Abe. That was Abe, actually. Yep, it was. That's a good question, though.
All right, can we get the hell out of Abe's questions, please? I'm about to get irritated.
Look, you only got a couple more. Name every member of the 1992 Dream Team who isn't Randy Meyer.
Oh, man. Who isn't probably in the Hall of Fame? Hold on. Who isn't in the Hall of Fame? Christian Laettner.
That's correct.
That's got to be it.
Yeah,
right?
Tied up 2-2. That's it.
Yeah.
Name one of the last two American males to win the 100-meter gold medal in the Olympics.
Say it again, Bo.
Name one of the last two American males to win the 100-meter gold. Randy Meyer.
Oh, yeah, Randy. Tyson Gay.
That is incorrect.
Really? It's 100?
Yep.
Carl Lewis?
The last two. So you want one of the last two to do it.
Oh, I don't know how far back we go here.
That's far.
That's a while back.
Not too far back.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
So how about Justin Gatlin in 2004, Maurice Green in 2000?
Justin Gatlin.
Who did you say in
Maurice Green.
Maurice Green. Yeah.
Mo Green.
All right. That's been a while, though.
Justin Gatlin. That's
Yep.
Based on their officially listed weight, what's the most common height on the current Hawks roster with four players standing the same height? Randy or Michael?
6'7"?
That is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was going to be my guess. 6'8"?
That is correct. It is 6'8". DeAndre Hunter, Jalen Johnson, Nikola Jurcic, and Vit Krishi.
Those guys are all 6'7".
According to the media guide. The Falcons selected Matt Ryan with what overall pick in 2008? Randy Michael.
Third.
You are correct.
Okay,
to tie the
real
game
quick.
Up at 3-3.
Real quick. Okay, they got Snoop Dogg carrying a torch. Why does it look like a big-ass joint?
I think that was done intentionally. Did you see him?
I know it's supposed to be lit, but it's Snoop Dogg. It's like a big joint.
That's great.
He lights somebody else's with his.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and then he seawalls.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I agree. This is a great time to be watching the Olympics here.
It is.
Where are we here? Julio Jones led all players in the 2011 Combine in what competition?
Andy
Bunker.
40-yard dash?
That is incorrect.
Randy
Michael.
Was it the three cone?
No, that is incorrect. It was the long jump.
Oh.
Oh, the broad jump.
Huh.
Score still tied
have
up.
A broken foot?
3-3.
Yes.
Exactly.
Michael Turner set a school rushing record at what university?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, crap. What school did Michael God. It's an Illinois school.
Oh.
I think. Southern Illinois?
That is incorrect.
How about Northern Illinois?
That is correct.
I would have never known if Randy wouldn't have said it's an Illinois school.
So Andy takes a 4-3 lead, and this one's coming down to the wire. Roddy White broke which Falcons single-season receiving yards record in 2008?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
You said what, receiver or record?
Single-season receiving yards record.
So the player?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was it Terrence Mathis?
Incorrect. Andy Bunker for the steal.
Andre Rison?
Also incorrect. It was Alfred Jenkins.
Who the hell is that?
I guess he was the guy that held the single-season receiving yards record until 2008. Roddy White led the NFC in receiving yards in what season?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
2009.
That is incorrect.
See, Matt came in 08, 23. So I'm going to say 2011.
Also incorrect. I was thinking y'all might guess 2008 since we just came off of that question. The correct answer, y'all were dancing all around it. 2010. Score is 4-3. Andy's up. Two questions left, and we are almost out of time. Falcons quarterback Mike Vick got his first NFL win against what team?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is incorrect, sir.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
The Miami Dolphins.
Also incorrect. Cincinnati Bengals would be the correct answer.
Who knew that?
Oh, well, not I.
All right, here
I
we
bet
go.
Mike knew.
Andy can win with this question. Randy can tie. The first Falcons logo change in team history occurred in what year?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
2006.
Oh, incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh no, it was before that. Dumb.
I don't know, 2004.
Also incorrect. That means Andy Bunker is the winner.
By default.
Woo-hoo! What year was it?
We love a default win. Yeah, what year was it?
Oh, the year was 03. Watch me turn it over.
Well, there you have it. Still think they should switch back. That's neither here nor there. We're here in Flowery Branch.
You want to make a suggestion? Do they have a suggestion box? I remember in my day they had a suggestion box.
They did?
They did.
For everyone?
Yes.
Did you ever put anything in there?
No.
You know who
I always thought was a camera there waiting.
Just it was him.
Yeah.
Cut him.
Yeah.
You know who I guarantee you has put a suggestion in a suggestion box and recently?
Abe.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Abe. Abe has put a suggestion in a suggestion box like this month.
Yes.
I bet.
Do we have one?
He'll find one.
Oh.
He probably made one and then put a suggestion in it. All right, we'll come
just
back.
So
we'll
get just to the so big... I believe there is a suggestion box on floor 8 in the mailroom, yes.
It's I always thought that was just a mailbox. I've been putting outgoing mail in that thing for years.
You might want to go retrieve your mail because I don't think it made it there.
Final hour of the show coming up next. Big story of the day. Smoke and Joe Patrick. Ask me anything. All that fun coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Love it. Love it.
Good theme. Good theme on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Ball. Coming to you live from Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp. Practice in the books. Got a chance to get out there today and watch a little bit of it. They were actually throwing the football and catching it today. So a little bit different from yesterday where they're kind of just doing a walkthrough. And I know Smoke and Joe Patrick was out there all day and got a chance to – or probably is having a chance to talk to a lot of the players and coaches. He'll join us at 1:20 and we'll get the lowdown from him on everything that he saw. We'll get back into the big story of the day about 20 minutes from right now, and we will play Sports Jeopardy in just a couple of minutes as well.
Karen, shout out to Karen in Fayetteville and Justin in Auburn, our contest winners.
Oh, nice.
And everything.
Yeah, so, congrats, guys.
So congratulations to you all. I was going to say something about Kyle because we should have asked Kyle Pitts about Kirk. It was like a question like, so are you playing in preseason?
Oh.
Yeah.
God, dang it.
Yeah, we should have done
that. Sometimes we think of the best questions after they're already gone.
Hey, it's Kirk. Hey, so are you playing?
Yeah, Kirk. I mean, because Kirk's just going to tell us.
Kirk's going to tell us
that's
eventually.
That could be our new in with any of these guys. Like, look, I know you're not supposed to tell me the answer.
Kirk does.
But Kirk's just going to tell me when I ask him. So just tell me from your own mouth. You know right. what I mean? Like, I know you're supposed to give me the C, play it close to the vest, blah, blah, blah. Kirk's just going to tell us.
He's going to tell us anyway.
He doesn't play it close to the vest.
One thing. Who the hell? And I said this when we were talking about the receiver show, and I was talking about the damn Raiders and their 7-9 lighting a cigar in the locker room ass. Did you see that puppet that they had?
Oh,
who the hell do y'all think y'all are?
It's almost as if they just want like, the ass kicking to be worse.
Like y'all want this man to kick y'all ass. This
people
man is 10-8 whatever gets shot.
Yeah, and has gone off.
Like just he's beat the hell out of y'all.
And he's been, I mean, so if the Raiders yesterday at their training camp had like a Kermit the Frog with a Patrick Mahomes jersey yes. on and hair and all yes. that stuff, and they were doing Mahomes impression.
Hell.
It's funny.
It's funny.
And
yes,
that man sounds like Kermit
yes,
the Frog.
It's funny. But
they got a plan.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
Dude, he's going to throw for 9 touchdowns.
Hey, y'all up here doing this crap. I think y'all are.
Who do you think you're messing with?
Oh, my
thing.
God.
Like, it's one thing to who do you think you are. Who do you think he is?
I don't know,
he's
man.
He's a Terminator. He's going to destroy you.
And it's crazy. And that's why we talk about the people talk about to me about because I was in the division with the Raiders. Like, were you ever scared to go to Oakland? No, they were awful. And why
terrible.
Why am I stock and Spike showed up? You know the Raider fans you're supposed to be scared of them big tall Mexican dudes.
Yeah, they
just
have
they just in the parking lot. Wood, don't go in the game, just sitting out there.
Yeah,
wait.
Those are the guys.
Those
you're
are the ones.
About.
Those are the Raider fans you worry about. You don't worry about Dave and Sales. I come back with his damn face painted. You know, with his face painted in a damn football uniform. Don't worry about him.
Anybody yeah. with that much time yeah. to spend on makeup?
Until to a game.
You're probably
no,
not afraid.
No, man. You worry about Jorge and them out there, all right? Because
yeah.
Jorge and them, ain't it, no lie, they sit when you're coming out of the stadium, right, where the buses are. Where our buses are, that's where Jorge and them at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sitting there with their Raiders in the zone looking.
Just waiting for somebody to say something.
Yeah, the
49ers have some Jorge's,
yes.
too.
Yeah, they waiting. They wait for it to pop off.
You go to a Niners game,
yes.
a Raiders game.
Yeah,
I don't know,
man.
What other teams have fans like that? Probably none.
Yeah.
They just wait. If you walk by with an opposing team jersey, whatever, they'll
yeah.
say something.
Yeah.
You don't say anything back.
Nope.
You say something dumb, then you get stomped out in the
yep.
parking lot by a bunch of Nike Cortezes.
Them are yeah, now them the Oakland Raider fans, them the Raider fans you worry about. You don't worry about them. You don't worry about them dudes. Waiting on them.
Yeah.
Just a simple damn Raiders shirt or jersey on, sitting there waiting for something to pop off.
Because
yep. right? yep. they gonna get you.
Yep.
They're the ones you worry about. Okay,
they don't have anything to lose.
Don't mess with them. Jorge and George.
Yeah, but you're in the stadium.
George,
so you don't have to worry about those.
Yeah, I'm talking about they be waiting outside
the way,
offense.
Yeah. Yeah,
we about to go. They be waiting outside offense, like sitting there. Hey, Holmes. Hey, wait. Wait for something to pop off.
I think we're right at the line. We're probably good. Hey, shout out to Tim. He's drinking a Busch Light at Chateaugue Shore
nice.
Golf Course
nice.
Up in North Carolina. Looks very nice. You can see the lake in the background. Looks like a good day. If you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it at TBM929, at RandyMack81. We'll give you a shout out. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Friday.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy.
Randy. I think I'm kidding. Maybe waiting, dog.
Tube socks on.
Yeah,
man. and Dickie's shorts.
All right, gentlemen, we have a bunch of Abe questions, then we have a bunch of me questions. Let's see if y'all can figure out.
We'll be able to tell the difference.
See if y'all can figure out the line of delineation here. Last year, the Ravens lost their NFL record preseason win streak when which NFC opponent took them out?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Falcons?
Incorrect.
Oh, yeah,
that would have been.
It seemed like the right.
Because I don't know. That
don't
would have
either.
Been really
yeah,
funny if that's who it was.
Yeah.
How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Also incorrect. That would be the Washington Commanders.
Oh, they played the last game. That's right.
Within 3 years, what was
that? That sounds like an Abe question, by the way. Because Abe really cared about that Ravens preseason
yes, he
win
did.
Streak.
Hey, man, it's win streak. Within 3 years, what was the NFL's first Hall of Fame game played?
Andy
Bunker.
1971.
That is incorrect.
You said the first Hall of Fame game?
The first Hall of Fame game.
I'm going to say 85.
Also incorrect. The correct answer was 1962, so 1959 and 1965 would have been acceptable.
I didn't know they played it.
We were way off.
I didn't know they played it.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
In 2004, when the U.S. men's team did not win the gold medal in basketball, which country did?
Andy
Bunker.
Argentina.
Yep.
That is correct. Andy is on the board and up 1-0. Besides Athens, Paris, London, Berlin, Rome, Munich, Moscow, or Barcelona, do you need me to name those again? Besides all those cities, name one of the other four European cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics.
Damn.
Andy Bunker.
Lillehammer.
That is incorrect.
What? Okay. Oh, summer. He said summer.
You
Dang
said
it.
Summer, right?
Dang
yes,
it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, give me that one more time, Bo.
All right, so it's not. So Athens, Paris, London, Berlin, Rome, Munich, Moscow, Barcelona. There's four other European cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics.
Oh, European cities. That has hosted it?
Yes.
You said Athens, right?
Yes, Athens is one of them.
I don't know. Amsterdam.
Yeah, this is tough. Yeah. You're correct.
I think it's been what it's been.
Be quiet, DeJounte. Yeah, Amsterdam is one of them. Antwerp, Helsinki, and Stockholm are the others.
DeJounte Murray. That's funny.
Yeah, DeJounte wanted to step in there and.
That's definitely an Abe question.
Nicely done. What are the other three?
Antwerp, Helsinki, and Stockholm.
Stockholm. Yeah.
All right, we're tied up 1-1. Ronald Acuna Jr. has 196 career stolen bases. One active Braves player has more.
Andy
Bunker.
Whit Merrifield.
That is correct, sir.
Who the hell is that?
He's the new guy. They
he
got
stole a
the
base last
day.
Night and then got out at third.
Oh. That's a Bo question right there.
That one was still Abe. That was Abe, actually. Yep, it was. That's a good question, though.
All right, can we get the hell out of Abe's questions, please? I'm about to get irritated.
Look, you only got a couple more. Name every member of the 1992 Dream Team who isn't Randy Meyer.
Oh, man. Who isn't probably in the Hall of Fame? Who isn't in the Hall of Fame? Christian Laettner.
That is correct.
That's got to be it.
Yeah,
right?
Tied up 2-2. That's it.
Yeah.
Name one of the last two American males to win the 100-meter gold medal in the Olympics.
Say it again, Bo.
Name one of the last two American males to win the 100-meter gold. Randy Michael.
Oh, yeah, Randy. Tyson Gay.
That is incorrect.
Really? To 100?
Yep.
Carl Lewis?
The last two. So you want one of the last two to do it.
Oh, I don't know how far back we go here.
That's far.
That's a while back.
Not too far back.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
So how about Justin Gatlin in 2004, Maurice Greene in 2000?
Justin Gatlin.
Who did you say?
Maurice Greene.
Maurice Greene.
Yeah. Well, Mo Green.
All right. That's been a while, though.
Justin Gatlin. That's
Yep.
Based on their officially listed weight, what's the most common height on the current Hawks roster with four players standing the same height? Randy Michael.
6'7"?
That is incorrect.
Oh, that was going to be my guess. 6'8"?
That is correct. It is 6'8". DeAndre Hunter, Jalen Johnson, Nikola Jurcic, and Vit Krejci are
all
6'8".
Those guys are all 6'7".
According to the media guide. The Falcons selected Matt Ryan with what overall pick in 2008? Randy Michael.
Third.
You are correct.
Okay,
to tie
real
the game
quick.
Up at 3-3.
Real quick. Okay, they got Snoop Dogg carrying a torch. Why does it look like a big-ass joint?
I think that was done intentionally. Did you see him?
I know it's supposed to be lit, but it's Snoop Dogg. It's like a big
look,
joint.
That's great.
He lights somebody else's. Right now. Yeah. He lights somebody else's with his.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and then he seawalls.
That's awesome.
I agree. This is a great time to be watching the Olympics here.
It is.
Where are we here? Julio Jones led all players in the 2011 Combine in what competition?
Andy
Bunker.
40-yard dash?
That is incorrect.
Randy
Michael.
Was it the three cone?
Yeah, that is incorrect. It was the long jump.
Oh,
the broad jump.
Huh.
Score still tied
Did he have
up.
A broken foot?
3-3. Yes. Michael Turner set a school rushing record at what university?
Randy
Michael.
Oh, crap. What school did Michael God. It's an Illinois school.
Oh.
I think. Southern Illinois?
That is incorrect.
How about Northern Illinois?
That is correct.
I would have never known if Randy wouldn't have said it's an Illinois school.
So Andy takes a 4-3 lead, and this one's coming down to the wire. Roddy White broke which Falcons single-season receiving yards record in 2008?
Randy
Michael.
You said what, receiver or record?
Single-season receiving yards record.
So the player?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Was it Terrence Mathis?
Incorrect. Andy Bunker for the steal.
Andre Rison?
Also incorrect. It was Alfred Jenkins.
Who the hell is that?
I guess he was the guy that held the single-season receiving yards record until 2008. Roddy White led the NFC in receiving yards in what season?
Andy
Bunker.
2009.
That is incorrect.
See, Matt came in 08. So I'm going to say 2011.
Also incorrect. I was thinking y'all might guess 2008 since we just came off of that question. The correct answer, y'all were dancing all around it. 2010. Score is 4-3. Andy's up. Two questions left, and we are almost out of time. Falcons quarterback Mike Vick got his first NFL win against what team?
Andy
Bunker.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is incorrect, sir.
Randy
Michael.
The Miami Dolphins.
Also incorrect. Cincinnati Bengals would be the correct answer.
Who knew that?
Oh, well,
Not I.
All right, here
we
go.
I bet Mike knew.
Andy can win with this question. Randy can tie. The first Falcons logo change in team history occurred in what year?
Andy Bunker. 2006.
Oh, incorrect.
Randy
Michael.
Oh, no, it was before that. Dumb.
I don't know, 2004.
Also incorrect. That means Andy Bunker is the winner.
By default.
Woohoo! What year was it?
We love a default win. Yeah, what year was it?
Oh, the year was 03. Watch me turn it over.
Well, there you have it. Still think they should switch back. That's not here nor there. We're here in Flowery Ranch.
You want to make a suggestion? Did they have a suggestion box? I remember in my day they had a suggestion box.
They did?
They did.
For everyone?
Yes.
Did you ever put anything in there?
No.
You know who
I always thought it was a camera there waiting.
It was him.
Yeah.
Cut him.
Yeah.
You know who I guarantee you has put a suggestion in a suggestion box and recently?
Abe.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Abe has put a suggestion in a suggestion box like this month.
Yes.
I bet.
Do we have one?
He'll find one.
Oh.
He probably made one and then put a suggestion in it. All right. We'll come
just
back.
So
we'll
get just to the so big. I believe there is a suggestion box on floor 8 in the mailroom. Yes.
It's.
Yeah.
Huh. I always thought that was just a mailbox. I've been putting outgoing mail in that thing for years.
You might want to go retrieve your mail because I don't think it made it there.
Final hour of the show coming up next. Big story of the day. Smoking Joe Patrick. Ask me anything. All that fun coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.